Welcome to Shas Illuminated. Please enjoy the following shiur.
We are beginning tonight's shiur in Simen Shin Chav Ches. We are up to Sif Yud Gimel. We are on the top line of page Kuf Samechei, which is the page following 328. The Mechaber says in Sif Yud Gimel, Kol hazoriz l'chalol Shabbos bedover shiyesh bo sakona harezim b'shubuch. Anyone who's an act with zrizus, to be mechalal Shabbos in a case of sakana, that's praiseworthy. Afilu im mesakin imo davar acher. Even if while he's taking care of the sakanas nefashos, he also fixes up something else, that's still praiseworthy. Kigon, for example, sheperas mitzoda lahalos tinok shenafal anohar. He spread out a net to save a child that fell into the river, vitzod imo dogim. And when he sent out the net, not only did he pick up the child and save the child's life, but he also picked up some fish along the way. That is still praiseworthy. V'chein kol kayotze bazeh, and so to anything similar, if you're doing pikuach nefesh and saving someone's life, and derech agav, some other malacha gets done, that is 100% okay. Says the Mishnah Berurah, sif katan la'milches, v'chein kol kayotze bazeh. So to anything similar, and the Mishnah Berurah gives a couple of other examples. Kigon, for example, shenofal tinok labur, a child fell into a pit, so okir chulya umaleyu, you're allowed to uproot a layer of the dirt on top in order to get down to bring up the child. Afal pishu misakin ba madrega b'shasa kiraso, even though by moving away some of the top level of the dirt, you're really making a step to get down, so you're being misakin in that way, that's still going to be fine. Or, ninol hadelas ifnei tinok, a child gets locked behind a door. Shover hadelas umotzio, that's considered a sakana, you're allowed to break down the door and take out the child. Afa pishu mefatzel osam kimin etzim shiruim lamalacha. Even though by chopping on the door, you're splitting the wood and making it into pieces that are fit now for malacha. Shenasim kimin nisarim, now you have boards. Okay, samim lahadlaka, or you have wood chips that are going to be used for burning. Afilu hachi mutar hashvira. Still, you are allowed to break down the door. Shema yivoes hatino viyamus. The concern is a child will be afraid and he will die. Velo amrinon sheevsher lekarkesh lahatino pegozim ibachutz. We don't say you could just rattle some nuts together outside to try to calm the child down. Ad sheavihu hamavtech, until the key comes. No, break the door down. This is sakanas nefashos. Vafilu imhaya tzorach lahachulya. Even if you need the step down into the bore, or you need these pieces of wood for building, or you need wood chips for hadlaka, even though you need these things, lemaisa, you're not doing it for that reason. You're doing it to save someone's life, and therefore, even though derech agav, you take care of this other issue that you needed, 100% mutter and praiseworthy. Says the Mechaber Vayter Sif Yudalit. We have a chola sheyesh bo sakana, he needs meat. Shochatin lo, you can shecht an animal for him on Shabbos. Ve'ein omrim na'achilenu nevela. We don't say, instead of shechting meat and giving him kosher meat, just give him some of the nevela, give him the non-kosher meat. Avol, im hoya hachola tzarech la'achila la'alter. But if the person who is sick needs the food ASAP, v'hanevela muchenes miyad, and the nevela is available right now, v'ashchita misacheres lo, and the shchita is going to take some time, ma'achilen osel hanevela. Then, obviously, you feed him the nevela. So if it's urgent, and the nevela is going to get there faster, give him the nevela. But if it's not urgent, and you can give either nevela, or you can shelt an animal, better to shelt an animal on Shabbos, and be mechal Shabbos, than feed him a nevela. Says the Mishnah Berurah, Sif Katan Lamites, Harbe ta'omim nemru al zeh. There are many reasons brought down why it's better to do shchita and give him kosher meat rather than give him the nevela meat. Yesh omrim mishum de Shabbos hutra eitzel pikuach nefesh. Some say the reason is that Shabbos is totally mutter when it comes to pikuach nefesh. Ulakach shochatin lo kederos shochatin biyomtov, and therefore shchita is 100% mutter for the chola. So shechting for the chola is like shechting on yomtov. Vafilu iser derabbanon ein ma'achilin oso b'makom she'efshelo lishcha mitamzeh. According to this reason, it would be better to do shchita than even to feed him something that would be only an iser derabbanon, because the shchita is 100% mutter. It's hutra. So if it's hutra, it's 100% mutter. better to shechter him where you're not over any Yisurim than to feed him even in Issa D'Rabbanan. Aval, Harbei Rishonim Kasu D'Shabbos Rak D'Chuyehi. Many Rishonim say it's not the Pshat that Shabbos is totally Hutra, that the Shechita is 100% fine. They say Shabbos is D'Chuyah. Because of Pikuach Nefesh, we push off Shabbos, but Shabbos is still there. Ella Hatamhu, so what's the reason why we allow the Shechita and prefer the Shechita over the Nevela? D'Shema Yeh Kotz Ba'achilas Nevela. Maybe the cholo will be disgusted by eating the vela. Velo yochel, and he's not going to end up eating it. V'yestakin, and it's going to be dangerous. Now, if you look at note 49, he says a very interesting thing. V'chein chole she'eno rotze lechol mehama'acholim she'bebeis acholim v'pnei she'enam k'sherim. So too, you have a person in the hospital. He does not want to eat the non-kosher hospital food. Hashem Zalman says, she'ein lo mar lo, Shebiglau she'enu maskim lecho yitzdorchu lohavi lo ucha mimoko macher v'lavro l'isra Torah shahavara b'shita rabim. Don't say to him that if you're not going to be maskim to eat it, we're going to have to carry him b'shita rabim on Shabbos to get you food. Kevan she'esh locho she'mishum kach yaskim lecho. Since then maybe he'll agree to then eat the food, and that's not good. Because l'achar mikein yokutz b'machal v'yakienu. He might be disgusted if he doesn't want to eat the non-kosher food. Don't try to convince him. He might say, fine, and then he'll throw it up. He'll be disgusted by it, and that could be a sakana. The host of Hashem Zaman adds on, Shemitam ze osar gam lahatos as achola. You also can't trick the chola, v'lomer lo shamachal kosher. You don't want to carry him or just have him on Shabbos to get him kosher food, so you trick him and you say it's kosher. Don't do that. Mishum sheish lochu shema yivoda lo she'en adavar emes. It might be made known to him that it's not true. V'yokutz b'macha l'acha she'ochlo. We discussed it by the food after he ate it, and that could lead him to a sakana. So that is reason number two why we prefer the shechita, even if the Shabbos is only dechuya over the nevela, because the cholo might be disgusted by the nevela, he might not eat it, and that itself could lead to sakana, therefore better to do the shechita. That's reason number two. Back to the Mishabura, we're in the fifth wide line on Kusamachay. Ubebeis Yosef hevi otam b'shem aran. The Beis Yosef brings another reason b'shem the ran. The benevela over al kol kezayas mimeno v'chomer me'isr la d'Shabbos. If you do shechita, so you're doing one malacha of shechita, but if you're going to have the chole eat the nevela, every kezayas he's eating is another isr daraisa. So he'd rather do one isr daraisa of chilul Shabbos, even though it's a more serious daraisa, it's a skila, but we'd rather do that for the pikuach nefesh than have him eat many kezayasim of nevela. The otam ayin sham, and for another reason, look over there. Ulafize, according to this reason, the vadai mutav lavor ulahoshed lo ised rabbanon. So according to this reason, that we're making the cheshbon better to do one iser daraisa than to do many iser daraisa. So then, if that's the case, then if the food you're feeding him is not an iser daraisa, it's only an iser rabbanon, so then we would say mutav lavor ulahoshed lo ised rabbanon. Then it would be better to pass some food that's only asim ised rabbanon. So if you're lining up skila against the vela, which is an issa daraisa, so one skila is better than many isurei nevela, which are the oraisa, although they're not skila. But if it's only going to be the rabbanans against the skila, better to do many the rabbanans than do one issa skila. Vihine imachole omer she'ein kotz ba'achilas nevela. If the sick person says he's not disgusted by nevela, he's okay with eating it because it's sakanas lefashos. He knows the halacha, so he's okay with it. V'yesh nevela mezuman lefanav, and there is a nevela there. So imuter lishchor avuru ayin ba'achronim. So in that case, are you still allowed to shelter him? There you have to be ayin ba'achronim. The alko ponim liyan katan. At the very least, if the schola is a child, Bivadai nire de tov yoser la'achilo basar nevela. There for sure it's better to feed him the basar nevela v'lo yishchod odam avuru b'shabbos rather than having someone shechita do shechita on his behalf on Shabbos. Because here he's not mitzuva anyway to not eat nevela. He's a katan, so that's not so bad. But having a gadol do a shechita on his behalf, that would be an isra skila. So there for sure it's better to have him eat the nevela. If it's an adult, so then already the Issa Nevela is an Issa Daraisa. He says he's okay with it, so it takes care of the reason of being cuts, but it doesn't necessarily take care of the other reasons, so that is a discussion in the poskim. Continues the Mishnah Berurah. Kosa Bagos Mordechai. Im Tzorach Lahartiach Yayin Avur Chole. You have to boil wine for the Chole to eat on Shabbos, to drink on Shabbos. The way to do it is Yimale Yisrael, let the Jew fill up the pot, V'yochem ha'eino Yehudi, and let the goy cook the wine. Aye, when a goy cooks the wine, so that's an issue of yayin nesach. Umutav sheyisnasech ha'yayin. It's better to make the yayin nesach, mi sheyischal Shabbos, rather being chal Shabbos, let it be stam yenom. That's better than having chal Shabbos. V'atam, and the reason is, ayin b'darche Moshe shekosa, look in the darche Moshe who writes, Kevon she'isr stamyenom einu elamid rabbonon. The whole isr of stamyenom is only an isr rabbonon. V'gam isuro kal. Also, it's a lenient isr v'ein hachola kotzbo. And therefore, the chola is not going to be disgusted by having the stamyenom. It's only isr rabbonon. So therefore, it's lo domi l'nevela. Therefore, it's a different discussion than we had above with the nevela. Ulakach, and therefore, mutav she'yochem ha'enu yehudi emhu mizumun lefanav. If it's able to have a guy cooking the wine, better to have the guy cook the wine on Shabbos. Shelo yisha yedei zeh, that there shouldn't be any delay. Kanal b'sif yudbeis ba'agoa, as long as there will be no delay, like we learned earlier on sif yudbeis in the Ramah. V'su, and furthermore, tekaimelon b'yordeya simin kuf chav hei. Sif yud, de'enu yehudi hamole kli pasuach. If a guy is carrying a vessel that is open of wine, the Israel mishamru shelo yisnasech shari. If the Jew is watching that he doesn't use it for avodah zarah reasons, it's mutter. Im kain, if so, efshar lachamu al dei enu yehudi b'li nisuch. So it is possible that you can have the guy heating up the wine without any iser of nisuch, and therefore that's the better way. But one who is lenient in a case of a chola sheyesh bo sakana, lahochin ba'atzmo, he decides to cook the wine by himself. He doesn't ask the guy to do it. Ein limchos biyado, do not protest against the Yisrael who wants to cook the wine himself and not let the guy do it. Di yesh lo al milismo, he certainly has on whom to rely. The ayin b'taz, if kotanei, look in the taz, and that we discussed yesterday, a taz holds that's always better for the Yisrael to do the chil Shabbos and get the goy. So though we're saying over here, it's a much more lenient iser, and therefore ideally you really should have the goy cooking the wine rather than the Jew cooking the wine, because the iser of the goy cooking the Jew wine is tam yenam, it's only the rabbanon, he's not kotzba, so he'll probably drink it anyway, and we're not worried about him being disgusted by it. So therefore, really, the guy should cook it. If Yisrael chooses to do it, he has what to rely on, and we have the taz that we mentioned earlier. Says the Mechaber, Vayter Siv Tesvav. Amadu arofim shetzorach rogeres achas. The doctors evaluated that this chola sheyesh bo sakana needs one fig. So the Ramah says, Amadu pirish hisbonenu b'machaloso v'shiaru. They evaluated his illness, and they determined that he needs a fig. V'rotzu asara, 10 people ran, v'heviu lo kol echad grogeres. He needs one fig, but the doctor made the announcement, this guy needs a fig. 10 people ran to bring figs. Kulam peturim, they're all pater. Even though he only needed one, 10 people did the isser of Shabbos, as we'll see, the carrying or plucking, so they're all pater. V'yesh lahem sochar tov me'etz Hashem. Not only are they pater from any onshim, they get great schar from HaKadosh Baruch Hu. Afilu hivri berishona, even if he was healed by the first one, anyone who was zariz and ran to get a fig for this chol sheyesh bo sakana, he is okay. Says the Mishnah Berurah, if katan them, v'rotzu asara, shekol echad choshev shehu yaktim. They all thought they would do it the fastest, so they all ran. V'ayim ebir alochas. If katan them aleph, v'heviyo lo, when they brought it, mei rishas harabim. Obviously, they're doing it iser. Either they're carrying it during rishas, through the rishas harabim, o tolshu v'shabbos, they pulled the fig off the tree on Shabbos. So all 10 people are doing chilul Shabbos for the chol sheyesh bo sakana. They're all off the hook, and they get rewarded from Hashem. Sivkata mem beis afilu hivri. Parishona, even if he was healed from the first one, pirish. Shehiviu lo bazeh achar zeh, they all brought their figs one after the other. Uklar ochel mima shehiviu lo harishon v'hivri. He already ate the first fig, and he already got healed. Afilu hachi kulam petura mechatas. They're all pata from the karmachatas. Mishum dekol echad choshev shuyaktim. Because each one thought he was saving his life, and they would be there first. V'lo levanshe peturim, not only are they all potter, eleyesh lahem gam sochar tov avur machshavtem atova, they all get great reward for their great thought of trying to save someone's life. That's 100% mutter. Says the Mechaber Vayter Sif Tezayin, amadu l'shtei grogaros. So in the last sif, they evaluated he needs one fig. Here they said he needs two figs. V'lo matzu el'shtei grogaros b'shnei uktzin. And they had two options in front of them. Either they can get him two figs on two stems, so they'll be pulling off two times from the tree. V'shalosh ba'oketz echad. Or they found one stem that has three figs attached. So they could either pull off one stem that has three figs attached, which they don't need three figs, or they can pull off the two figs, but then they have to pull off two separate stems. Korsim ha'oketz sheyesh bo shalosh. So in this case, we will pull off the one stem, even though it has the three figs, we want to do less plucking. So we'd rather pull off one stem than two stems. V'im hayu shtayim ba'oketz echad, v'shalosh ba'oketz echad. But if you had two figs on one stem and three figs on the other stem, and they evaluated him that he needs two figs, so you're doing the same plucking, but one has two and one has three. Lo yichrusu ela ha'oket sheyesh bo shnayim. In that case, they should only pull off the stem that has the two figs. So when we're talking about one stem or two stems, you always go for the one stem. But if it's the same amount of stems and you only need two figs, and one has two figs, one has three figs, then you only go for the two figs. You don't just say, well, let's just go ahead and pull off the one stem with the three figs. The Ramah says, if it starts to be a confusion and it's going to waste any time, doesn't matter. Just do it. The main thing is it shouldn't be a delay. We're saying all else equal. You have your halachas klar. You have all these options in front of you. So then we tell you the better way. But if you're going to start thinking about it, analyzing it, looking at other trees, then just do whatever you have to do. It doesn't matter. Says the Mishnah Berurah of Kadam Em Gimel. Sheyesh bo shalos. We said you either have two stems, each with one fig, or you can pull off one stem with three figs. Says the Mishnah Berurah, the Mechaber Paskin, you take the one stem with the three figs. The Bazem Memayit Achilo, by taking the one stem, you're limiting your Chil Shabbos. She'eno Kotzer Ela Pam Echas. You're only doing Ksira one time, you're pulling off one stem. So even though you're getting more figs than you need, one stem is better than two stems. However, if you have the option of one stem with two figs, one stem with three figs, and you only need two, then we said you have to take the one stem with the two figs. Says the Mishnah Berurah Mem Dalet, the ribui b'shiura shelo l'tzarech aser, adding on to the shear that's not necessary, meaning the one stem with three figs and you don't need a third fig, that's not allowed. Umikan nira poshet, from here it seems obvious. This is not only by plucking off a tree, this is also true about all the other malachos. Kegon bishul v'kadome, for example, cooking and anything similar. Afilu imu b'kedei ra'achas, even if you're going to throw an extra food to one pot, Oser levashel velasos bishari malachos rak mashet tzarech achsha b'tzimtzum. You have a chole. He needs some cooking. You're only allowed to cook exactly what he needs. Obviously, if you think he might need more, you put more. But you certainly can't go above what you know he needs. Ribui b'shiurin. Even if it's one maisa isser, it's one maisa of cooking, you can't just add on. One maisa of plucking off the tree, you can't take the stem that has extra figs. V'im hadover bohu. But once again, the Mishnah Berurah points out, but if there's going to be any kind of bohola, any kind of confusion, ain medaktikin bekach od lakameh, then we're not careful about it, just throw in whatever you can into the pot, don't start analyzing it, just get the food cooked and save the person's life. We'll stop here and continue tomorrow, Mitzvah Hashem, with Sif Yud Zayin.
You have been listening to a shiur from shasilluminated.org. For other shiurim on many topics, or to hear an Iyun shiur on any daf in Shas, including Maror Mekaymus on each shiur, please visit www.shasilluminated.org. To order CDs or for more information, please call 203-312-SHAS, that's 203-312-7427, or email info@shasilluminated.org.